Mums, dads and carers of under fives in the High Peak have been taking advantage of free parenting classes, a pilot scheme offering courses on anything from how to deal with tantrums to toddlers who won't sleep. It's being trialled here and just two other places in the country. A full programme of sessions are now available as part of the Can Parent project, and parents have been trying out one workshop at Jungle Monkeys in New Mills.
So as we look down the process of discipline, so we've looked at modelling week one, clear instructions, praise, ignoring praise.
The class focuses on dealing with discipline while the children can play in the ball pit. It's being run by Kath Walsh. She says being a mum has helped her to teach others.
It breaks down a lot of barriers to begin with. Initially, you know, when you first meet these parents, they might come across it, you know, as a leaflet. But then once they meet you face to face and they recognise you're a parent of two children myself, I've got it, not just the expertise in a professional manner, but hand-on experiences, it becomes more valuable. And it's like your advice has got more weight.
And those who've done the course are encouraging others to do the same.
There is that initial, when you've got a baby, oh, I've got to prove I can cope. And it soon disperses because you realise that you're not on it on your own.
It's also listening to parents being in the same situations and feeling that you're not the idiot trying certain techniques. It's got to be worth a go, and if it helps with one little problem, that's got to be a building block to something that maybe builds up and you can deal with lots of different situations.
It's really valuable, I think, just to remember that everybody's in a similar situation and that it isn't just you and your child that's struggling.
Although the only man at the class in New Mills, dad of two, Phil Miles, says he had one key reason for coming along.
The main one with Ruby is tantrums over seemingly nothing, and also sleep patterns and not going to sleep and then waking up three or four times in the night. So consequently, my wife and I are both absolutely shattered come the morning. We're in a grumpy mood. She's in a grumpy mood. She starts off being angry in the morning. I'm already angry because I haven't had any sleep, and it's a downward spiral. So that's what we're trying to eradicate. You did sleep in your own bed last night. You did very well.
One of the main aspects of the pilot is confidentiality. This mum of two didn't want to be named, and although she's really benefited from the course, she's worried about its practicality for others.
I'm lucky I work part-time, but my concern is that a lot of my friends work full-time. They have children, they have the responsibilities. I'd like to see it being offered at the weekends or in the evenings to make it more accessible for those busy working parents and fathers, because my husband has looked after one of my children. And I know there's an online course, but it's not the same as talking and communicating and speaking to Kath.
But Rachel Harmon, who's spearheading the initiative, says they're working hard to ensure as many people as possible can get involved.
We are very conscious as we go around and talk to people at toddler groups to make accessibility quite important. I mean, there are a lot of classes that you can do online at home, but we're trying to canvass local people to see what sort of times, what sort of day, what sort of facilities, like creche facilities, they may need, because it's all part of the trial and feeding back. And at the end of the day, what we want is for people to come on these classes. So wherever we can, we'll make that as easy as possible.
People can pick up £100 worth of vouchers from GPs, children's centres and nurseries around the High Peak, which Bethany Hallam says is great.
The government have funded the sessions that we've attended, you know, so that's an invaluable opportunity. And I suspect that, you know, they may find the uptake of the sessions by the kinds of parents that would benefit most from attending it may be smaller if they're, you know, having to fund it for themselves.
More information about the classes can be found online.